Well, that was a grinder, in my opinion. We just never seemed to get a real good flow offensively, but we did what we needed to do to win. And again, I think regardless of their record currently, I think Long Beach, once they get in their league, they're going to be a pretty good basketball team, very talented team. But we looked at the zone defense all night long. I thought we did a better job in the second half of finding the gaps and moving the ball better and attacking the zone better. I thought in the first half we seemed very stagnant and didn't move the ball nearly as well, didn't move our bodies nearly as well. And then the second half we just seemed to be in a much better flow there. So I thought there was an important stretch. I think they cut us to two. And I thought Cat had some great plays during a stretch right there that really helped us, kind of ignited a run for us I thought was important. So, anyway, good win for us.
Cat, he's feeling more comfortable. Kind of gets the sense he's finding his group.
Say again, finding his group? Yeah, I think so. And I think that what happens is, obviously, like tonight, you know, Tyler needs to play more. But Cat had a great stretch there. He started playing really well, and I stayed with Cat. But I do think he's getting more comfortable. And I thought tonight probably what kept Cat in the game more than anything was his defense on Cappy. And he did a great job. Cappy got loose in the break a couple of times. But in the half-court set, I thought Cat did a great job of defending him. So, you know, for a young freshman, I think he's doing really well. He is getting more comfortable. He's learning what we're trying to do much better. So he's doing a good job.
Mark, Kyle's had his struggles. He seems like pretty energetic. Mm-hmm. So, in a game like today,
did you need
that
energy? Yep, I did. That's kind of why we went with him. And what Kyle did for us tonight, he's got some key rebounds. He got a couple important ones. Put the ball in the basket a couple of times. You know, even though he's right around the rim, he's still got to make it. You still got to get the ball in the basket. And he did a good job. So he does give us energy coming off the bench. He's got a lot of enthusiasm. So it's important.
They're big. You can be a better Jordan early. What do you want to do for that?
Well, in defense of Jordan, he did. But in defense of Jordan, you know, Jordan did a nice job of, you know, really showing hard on some ball screens. They did a nice job. As soon as Jordan would show, they'd fly into the rack to the basket. So we didn't do a good enough job helping Jordan a couple of times. I thought in the second half we adjusted and we didn't have Jordan showing on the ball screens. We allowed him just to stay with Jennings, and we went underneath the ball screens, and that way, you know, he wasn't going to fly to the basket. He had two or three in the first half because we were trying to play catch up, running to catch him, and we didn't help very, very well. So, and he's a good player. Got signed with West Virginia, coming out of high school. He's a talented guy. He played pretty good there in the first half tonight.
Mark,
Kyle's
had struggles
this
year. Because you've always been here, got a good grasp of what's going on nationally. You remember the RPI. Well, now this year it seems like more than ever, top teams are losing to lower teams, harder games. North Carolina goes to UAD, and then goes up to beat Lansing and wins. Do you think
I don't know that there's a pattern, but I do think the gap between, you know, what we think of the BCS schools, power conference schools, and some schools that we call mid-majors. I always hated that word about the Murray State. I didn't want anybody to call me a mid-major. You know, I took offense to that, you know. And but I think the gap is not as big as it once was. You know, kids want to play. They want to play right away. If they're not playing, sometimes they transfer, you know. And so you'll find that a lot of times schools from the non-BCS teams, they got some pretty talented players. And so the margin is not nearly, I don't think, what it was maybe 10 years ago. So I think that has a lot to do with it, too.
Anything else, Coach Godfrey? Good.